Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out.
All right, Mom, this one's all you.
You guessed it. I am in my car for this Quick Tip Tuesday. So put your seatbelt on. I record a quick tip, or we offer a quick tip every Tuesday. And this one, I don't even have time to get in the studio. It is so pressing. It is so urgent that I get this message to you and how important it is. I have to tell you right now. Okay, so here we go. Let's just get right to it. You've got to go through every part of your customer's experience from their perspective. Too often, the number one mistake I see entrepreneurs make, and marketers, and even the team that you employ sometimes to do things for you, they create and build things and review things from their desktop, which is wonderful, except that it's not, because 70, maybe as high as 80% of your customers are experiencing your business and everything that you have to offer from their phones. And the experience from someone's phone can be completely different versus a desktop. So there's obvious things like having a mobile responsive website, etc. But have you thought about just what fonts look like from someone's phone? Have you thought about what it's like to watch a video from someone's phone? Here's a perfect example. When we did our launch for the Marketing Impact Academy, knowing that statistically speaking, I think it was something like 75% or higher of our customers were watching the video from their phones. And because of that, we switched this year to feature the video in vertical format, you know, portrait mode, kind of like the way you would look at an IGTV or a FaceTime. And knowing that were the case, then you have to go like, okay, so what is this from start to finish? What is the experience like for the end user? Here's an example of what I mean by that. There's a point in that video where I'm asking people to take action. I'm asking them to decide to join the Marketing Impact Academy. That means they've got to click a button. Well, you don't see the button. There's no button on the screen when you're watching a vertical video or a video that's full screen anyways. So you have to remember that I know that might seem second nature to you, but who is your audience? You know, I have to take into consideration that 50% of my audience, they've never purchased something from watching a video before, or maybe even higher than that, have never watched a video on their phone and then clicked add to cart. So they might not be familiar with the fact that they've got to reduce the size of the video, and they might not even know where that icon is. I always try to pretend, you know, I don't know how old your mom and dad are, and you know, I pray that they're still alive. And if you don't have a mom and dad who are still alive, then think of an older aunt or uncle or someone who's just you feel like you are tech support for them. They just don't get it. And as many times as you have described how to do things for them, they still forget and they still need you to tell them where everything is. That is who I have in mind, even though that might not be my typical lifer, but there's enough of them that I don't want to lose that sale simply because they don't know where the icon is to reduce the size of the video. So you literally have to think about what is this like from the, not the average customer, but the customer who might struggle with technology. The customer who's not familiar or isn't as adept at buying things online or downloading things. So we literally will walk them through every step of it. Okay, so if you click in the upper right-hand corner, and I'll actually point to it, you'll see a little icon that'll help you to reduce the size of this video. And then this video will appear on a page. And right below the video, you'll see a little button. The button is green or whatever color it is. And we actually walk them through that. But here's another example. I recently downloaded a downloadable freemium from a website, great information. It was supposed to be a guide for me. And when I got the guide, I thought, this is horrible because I've downloaded it to my phone. So my options are, because I really can't, it's a PDF. And most PDFs are not, well, they're certainly not mobile responsive. But there is a way for your designers to put your PDFs together in such a way that they are easier to view and more mobile friendly, if you will. And I'll provide links to those sites where you can find ways that you can, you know, either instead of using a PDF, you could make it HTML code, or you can make it a mobile responsive page that only people have access to once they've given their email address. So instead of having to like download a PDF, they automatically get it. Like, that's super useful. Think about what a pain in the butt it is to sometimes to download a PDF. Like, how outdated has that become? I don't know. I know a lot of people are still doing it, but there's also, if you are, you know, staying up to date on marketing, there's a lot of folks who find that form of freemium kind of outdated. Like, instead, why not just have a gate, if you will, where someone has to give you an email address, and then it takes them to another site where all the information is that is mobile responsive. That way you don't have to recreate it on, you know, with a designer and think about all the different types of mobile devices that might be viewing it and the size of their screen, etc. You can just put it on a mobile responsive website. But why might somebody need to download a report? Well, you could always give them a separate link if they actually wanted to download it and print it. There again, think about the customer's experience. Now I've downloaded something because I want to print it. And if the first five pages are, you know, top to bottom, full color, huge photos, and you've eaten up all of my ink in the cartridge that I had, that's not very user friendly. So even the printables that you're offering, I know you want to make them beautiful and pretty and put nice graphics and fonts and colors and photos, etc. on them, but is that user-friendly? Consider what it's like to visit your website. Actually go on it and see how things line up. And again, not from your desktop, from your phone, from a friend's phone that's a, you know, different model, from an Android, from an iPhone. Take a look at what the process is like for people. Try to imagine if you had no clue, you had no experience with your business, what would your impression be? Would you be impressed? Would you be dissatisfied? If I were to land on your website from my phone, now just go to your website from your phone. If you do that, is it immediately apparent what it is you do and how you help people? Does that show up above the fold? In other words, if I'm just looking at what I can see without scrolling on my phone, that very first glance, is it clear to me what it is you do or how it is you help people? How quickly does the page load? Is it easy to read the fonts from my phone? Again, totally different from a desktop. So my quick tip for you today is to think about, from start to finish, being the customer. What is it like to do business with you? Don't imagine things from the user experience. Experience them from their perspective. And sometimes you're just too close to it and you're like, oh, that seems fine. No, just send it to your pickiest friend. Maybe even reach out to someone in your audience. Like if you're on social media, say, hey, I need someone really picky, really finicky, who's willing to go through the process of going to my website, downloading a freemium, and let me know in the most critical of ways everything about it that was either annoying or frustrating or that you think we could improve. You know, you could offer them a discount in advance, or you could offer them a credit card or an Amazon gift card, something. But this is one of those opportunities where just one very critical opinion can help you improve opt-in rates and the overall customer experience. And that's what it's about. You want to give people a really great first impression, because that's all you've got. And especially when it comes to your freemium, if it's not usable, if it's hard to read, if it's a pain in my butt to access it, if I've got to go through five different steps, and then once I get it, if it's, it just isn't that great, like I gave you my email address and it's like, oh great, this is just an infographic or that, you know, I did that. I recently downloaded a freemium from a copywriter and I thought, you know what? I would have considered doing business with this person, but this freemium is it's an infographic of things I already know and the average person already knows. So my thought was, I don't know if I want to ever invest with this person because I feel like I haven't been given the impression that they go above and beyond. I haven't been given the impression that they're going to wow me with their information because they under-impressed me with giving me an infographic that I could have got on Pinterest for their freemium. All right, that's it. That's your Quick Tip Tuesday. So, you know your homework. Get to it. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. So we're done. I'll talk to you Thursday. Love ya.
Hey, it's Kristen, Shalene's podcast manager. Just a little reminder that Shalene publishes an episode 5 days a week. On The Shalene Show, you can listen on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And on Build Your Tribe, the show she does with her son, Brock, you can listen on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But in order to have those episodes automatically downloaded to your phone, you actually need to be subscribed. And to make that easier for you, I've placed links below this episode that will take you directly to the pages on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher so you can easily subscribe. Oh, and by the way, if you write a review, and I don't care where you write it, if it's on Stitcher, iTunes, or on Spotify, it is like giving Shalene the ultimate gift. She loves, loves, loves to read those reviews. So I just want to thank you in advance for going and giving her a little gift of writing a review. And lastly, you know, I've told you this in the past, but I would love to hear from you by leaving Shalene and I a message. Go to shalenejohnson.com/podcast and look for that little widget and leave us a message on what you're loving on the podcast, what you'd like to hear on the podcast, or any other suggestions you have for us. That would mean the world to both of us. Thanks for listening. I love you. Shalene loves you. And we mean it.